This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has registered a massive victory in the Delhi Assembly election, returning to power after 27 years by defeating the incumbent Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, yesterday. The BJP has won 48 seats in the 70-member Legislative Assembly and is set to form government in the national capital. The AAP bagged 22 seats while the Congress failed to open its account. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Delhi Assembly poll results are indicative of the trust the country has in the BJP's double-engine government. Addressing the BJP workers at party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi thanked Delhiites for reposing their trust on the party to take the national capital to newer heights. The Prime Minister further said that Delhi will get world-class urban infrastructure now. The Prime Minister pledged that every promise made to Nari Shakti will be fulfilled and added that women voters have become BJP's shield. Mr. Modi emphasized that the NDA means good governance and development.
हमने हर राज्य में नारी शक्ति से किए हर वादे को पूरा किया आज करोड़ों माताओं बहनों को हमारी योजनाओं का लाभ मिल रहा है मैं दिल्ली की मातृशक्ति से भी कहता हूं चुनाव में उनसे किया वादा जरूर पूरा किया जाएगा
The Ministry of Defence has signed a contract with Bharat Electronics Limited for procurement of 28 Eon 51 systems for 11 new generation offshore patrol vessels and 3 cadet training ships for the Indian Navy. The contract will cost over 642 crore rupees. Eon 51 is an electro-optical fire control system which provides search, detection and classification of targets using electro-optical and thermal imagers devices. This move will help generate employment opportunities over a period of 3 years and encourage active participation of various Indian industries, including MSMEs. In Jammu and Kashmir, the army on Friday foiled a major infiltration attempt on the line of control in Keri sector of Rajouri district after brief shootout. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that after the infiltration bid, the army has launched massive search operations in the area to track down the terrorists. More details are awaited. Paris is said to become the global hub for artificial intelligence governance as world leaders, industry pioneers and researchers gather for the two-day AI Action Summit 2025 starting tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will depart for Paris tomorrow to co-chair the summit alongside French President Emmanuel Macron. Our correspondent reports that the event aims to shape global AI policies, ensuring innovation aligns with ethical responsibility. Lebanon has formed its first full-fledged government since 2022, ending a prolonged deadlock with Nawaf Salam assuming the role of Prime Minister. President Joseph Aoun confirmed in a statement that he accepted the resignation of the previous caretaker government and signed a decree appointing Prime Minister Salam's new administration. In the US, a federal judge has blocked Elon Musk's initiative, the Department of Government Efficiency DOGE, from accessing personal financial records of millions of Americans stored by the Treasury Department. According to the media reports, US District Judge Paul A. Engelmeyer issued a preliminary injunction ordering Musk and his team to destroy any copies of the records. The decision came after 12 state attorneys general sued the Trump administration, arguing that giving Musk, a special government employee, and DOGE access to sensitive data violated federal law. In men's cricket, India will face England in the second of the three-match ODI series at the Barabati Stadium in Cuttack this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. And in Mumbai Open Tennis Tournament, the Indian-Dutch duo of Prarthana Thumbari and Aryan Artono will take on the Russian pair of Amina Anshuba and Elena Pridakina in the women's doubles final today. The match is scheduled to start at 5 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.